Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Here we go. I know you're feeling good because it's time for the show. Hosted by the cutest sisters you'll ever know. It's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show.
Amber, that was great.
I was nervous.
Girl.
I know what she was going to rhyme with show.
Did you think I was going to say something mean?
Yeah.
I know.
So I was going to fight you.
I should have.
My eyebrows went all the way up because I said, oh, I know. She not trying to fight me. Okay.
I approve.
I'd fight you.
We all know you would not. We all know
That'd
you would
not.
That'd
be one sad fight.
You're too tired. And you'll have slippers on.
Hey.
You cannot fight in slippers. You're wearing slippers right now. I can't see your feet, but I know you have slippers on.
Guys, that none of that matters. Okay, what I'm wearing on my feet doesn't even matter.
They're slippers.
Who cares if Lacey's right?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, everybody, to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. This is a show about hugs, not drug. Except for when it is about drugs, then it's about drugs. Our podcast is a way for us to help you to get to know new friends through fun and games. Okay?
Yeah. It's wholesome, guys. It's wholesome.
It's wholesome. It's a wholesome fucking show. Bring your goddamn kids.
No!
This is a great fucking show.
I apologize for this.
Anyway, but Lacey.
Yes. Yes.
How was your week?
It's very stressful because you won't come here and help me. Okay? You know I need help.
I do.
I'm moving, throwing out a lot of stuff. And I need someone to help me sort things. Otherwise, it's going in the trash. And I'm one of those people that I don't care. I will throw it away. If it's you standing in my way, you're going into the trash. I don't care.
That's not true.
Yeah. Throw it away. So, yeah. That's what I've been doing all week.
You.
Yes.
Are not as good at throwing away stuff as I am.
I am. What are you talking about?
You're not good at it.
I 100% am.
Guys, look around my house. There's nothing here.
Okay. Now that is true.
Uh-huh.
But no one lives on a blank slate. You do have some pictures behind you, and I like that. But
this
yeah, you're absolutely
that's
right.
That's true.
You are 100% true. No
this
one
is a misrepresentation of my home. See, if you look over there, there's nothing over here. There should be some. There's not. There's a couple little pictures. This, nothing.
You're right.
And that's
you're
what I like.
Right.
Okay? I like to look around and see just empty space. All right?
Guys, ask me my plan.
What's your plan?
I said, I didn't mean for you.
But I want to participate. You're always asking guys.
One day, you're going to wake up and there's going to be some plants in your house.
Lacey, I swear to Christ, if you put plants in here, I will fucking throw them off the balcony. Can't have any plants.
Not a fiddle fig. Come on. Everybody loves
Fuck
a good
a fiddle fig. No.
Hey.
I hate stuff. You can put pictures on the walls, okay? Is that okay?
No, I'm going to have a plant. And there's nothing you can do about it.
You're going to be so mad when I throw the plant away. Except our Christmas tree is the only plant we can have. And that shit's plastic.
My fiddle fig Devontae downstairs, he looks great.
How are you, going to bring a fiddle fig to New York?
Okay, first of all, I don't love Devontae that much. I'm going to get a fiddle fig when I get there. Devontae's staying here.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to have a couple plants and you're going to love them.
We're not going to have any plants, Liz.
Okay. Anywho.
When I was, remember that one year? Do you remember this? When our dad is like a master gardener, which sounds like we're making it up, but
it really is. And that's where I get
when
it
you would
from.
Call the Omaha hotline, the master gardener hotline, you would get dad.
Yeah.
Because that was his fun volunteer thing. But one year, dad just filled the living room with plants. Do you remember that? It got on my last freaking nerve. Filled with plants everywhere. You were always touching a plant. It was too much. And I willed them to die. And they died.
Did you poison them? Just be honest. No. Or it's just you and me.
No,
talking.
I used my vibes.
Oh.
I sent them bad vibes and they died. And I was like, I think I killed them with my vibes.
Mm-hmm. You may have.
I still do think that I did. I think plants are sensitive. And I would go up to them and be like, I hate you.
And then they died. What have I possibly been ruining?
My life.
Oh, just one. Okay. You're getting a succulent. You won't even know it's there. They're
ew,
amazing.
No, I hate succulents.
Succulents
I'd rather get
are
a tree.
Mate. What are you?
A
okay, hold on. What did a succulent do to you? What could possibly, what could you
weird
hate?
Weird cactus shits. Plants should be fun to look at.
They're
those
very fun.
Bad. They're not fun.
You guys, I'm ashamed. Okay. And I think this show might end because of my sister's hatred for plant. This is not.
What does that sound?
My phone fell. This is not,
me.
I don't think it's going to work out.
Guys.
It's not going to work
Lacey,
out.
Lacey, when you move here, we should have a reality show. We really should.
We definitely should.
It would be a little bad, but a little fun.
It'd be very bad.
Very bad. But maybe we should. Ew, then we'd be the people with the cameras following them. You know what? I don't want to.
Yeah. I don't even watch reality shows. I don't love them. I don't like to be in people's business like that. I don't care. I do not care. And I don't want to see people doing normal things. I don't want anyone to see me brushing my teeth. There's no reason for that.
Lacey?
No.
Have you ever brushed your teeth?
No, but if I were, I wouldn't want anyone to see me brush my teeth. Who wants that?
I want to see
it'd
you brush
be the
your
worst.
Teeth,
Lace. And then they'd make us fake fight. You know they would. I don't want to fake fight.
I don't care for fighting.
I don't want to fight.
No.
I want a real fight. Meet me out on the street, Amber. Meet me out on the street, ho. Nobody wants to do that. Then we'll probably
and then we get out on the street
and
we're like, let's go eat.
Take a fight.
And then we skip away into the sunset.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah. Guys, maybe we'll have a reality show. Maybe we won't. But one thing's for sure.
It'll be boring. I do picture us in New York sometimes. I really loved when you just go up to people on the street and ask them random questions. I love that.
You want to be Billy on the street?
Yeah, I do. We could do that.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than Billy on the street. Freaking love Billy.
Those things are great.
Street.
And it's when you were in Amsterdam thing. During
oh,
Christmas
time. Oh, yeah, I would
time.
Do that in Amsterdam. Oh, yeah, when I
Lord.
Talked to all those Zwarte Piets. Guys, that's a different show.
That's a whole different show. We don't have time for that. Google it.
We don't have time.
But yeah, we don't have time.
I think we had that taken down from YouTube. I was like,
the climate has changed.
Guys, you are so lucky you tuned in today because we're going to take a quick break. And then when we return, we're going to meet the hilarious Zaynab Johnson.
Woo-hoo!
We love her and you're fixing to. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, we're back from break and we're better than ever. You are in for a treat because today we get to spend time with our new friend. Are you ready to meet her? Man, you're not going to believe this shit. She's a stand-up comedian, actress, and writer. Her comedy is based on her unique point of view, which was shaped growing up in Harlem as one of 13 siblings in a Black Muslim family. Yeah, you know, her new comedy special is out right now, and it's called Hijabs Off. Let's all welcome the very funny Zainab Johnson.
Yay!
Hi, Air Horn.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being
thank
here.
Thank you for being in
it's
your
exciting.
House. Thanks for being where you live.
I always notice pictures behind people, and I know we're on a podcast, so they can't see them. But us, is that you?
It is. It's a whole picture wall.
That's what I want. I can see anything. I saw this in the corner. I said, now that looks like, then you're like, oh no, hold on a minute. It's the whole.
Yeah.
It's all like pictures that someone either took of me while I was performing or like fan art, like somebody painted. This is a painting. And it doesn't, they didn't quite get my eyes right, but that's okay.
You know, that's okay.
I think it's beautiful.
Amber, I need you to start taking pictures of me because I need my own wall. Hurry.
Okay. Okay. I'll do it.
Dude, this is some shit we would do.
That is
Zainab,
totally.
She just gave me the third sister.
Mm-hmm. Where is my wall? That's gorgeous. Right. I love it.
Thank you.
It really is.
It's not done yet, but
well, you're still going. I'm sending you a picture.
Yeah,
I'm sending
please,
you a picture.
Please.
I'm gonna draw it.
Yeah. Zainab, have we ever met in real life?
You know, I don't think so. And I was thinking about it, but I was trying to think if I met you when I did Late Night with Seth Meyers, but I don't think I did.
No, I know I didn't because I came the next day or like later that week and I was like, she was here. But one day you will meet.
Yes, 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 yes.
Zainab, it's time for us to get into your feelings.
Okay.
What are they?
What are your feelings today? What's going
on?
Who
did it? Where are your feelings?
such a broad question.
You know what? I feel really good today. I flew back to LA from New York this morning and the flight took off fine. Like I got, you know, like I feel like I can't complain. Like everything happened the way I needed it to happen.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I don't have any complaints at all.
Yay.
So I feel like I'm feeling productive. I'm feeling like I can push through. I'm feeling like when I finally shower and go to sleep tonight, it's going to be a sleep of a life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's going to be like that sleep where, I'm a dream. I'm a dream. I'm a dream and dream and dream. And then I'm going to wake up and I ain't going to remember nothing I dreamt, but I'm a dream.
I'm going to have a good dream.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to bed and you sleep and you dream and then you wake up and you go, wait, I don't live on a farm? Because you're still kind of in the dream
But you're also like, wait, what is this? Oh, right. Yeah, I'm a person who's like a like an actor guy. I'm in the house. Great. I got it.
Yeah.
I am so deep in the dreams that it takes a while to be a human being on Earth.
Yeah, that happens to me. That specifically usually happens when I take a nap. Something about really? If I get a deep sleep in the middle of the day and I wake up and I am so disoriented. I'm like, wait, weren't I just on a spaceship? What is happening? What am I supposed to be doing? What day is it? Oh, that's, you know, like I'm super disoriented. But have you guys ever had a dream that was so good when you woke up, you tried to go back to sleep and refine the dream?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I wrote a whole song. I was singing it on a stage. Everybody was cheering. And I was like, what was that song? I can become famous right now. And I woke up. I walked around the house singing it. It sounded like a hot mess. I went back to try to capture that song.
No, didn't get it. That happens to me too. Where I'm like, oh my God, this is the funniest sketch of all time.
It's the best.
And I wake up and I go, it was a dream. I could write the sketch and I can never get to it.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, that's so awful.
Amber knows one of my worst dreams is I was in the dream. I was getting a tattoo on my back. All of a sudden, Amber appears and goes, here, let me finish it. And in my head, I'm like, okay, let her do it. I think she could do it. And when it's done, it's a picture of me smiling like, all messed up. And Amber's like, that's you.
But here's a question that I have that's so freaky about dreams. When you see the tattoo, do you remember looking in the mirror?
I remember them holding a mirror up and me being so angry and Amber being so proud. And then I wake up and, you know, like for 3 seconds, I'm like, I got to get this fixed. Why did I let her do this?
Let's get
real, people. Amber could not have even done half as good as a job as that tattoo. That tattoo was bad, but Amber couldn't have done it.
Yes, I could have.
No, Amber, you're not a tattoo
artist.
There's
only one way to find out.
I don't want you to give me a tattoo. I really don't.
I want a tattoo. Lacey, wait, Zainab, do you have tattoos? Guys, we are so far from what we're supposed to be talking about. But
doesn't
let's
matter.
Just, we got to get, I need to find out.
Zainab, I have no tattoos. I have not one tattoo. But when I was in high school, I was like, as soon as I turn 16, I'm getting a tattoo of my name in cursive on my neck.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, and why was that in your head to do that? Why would you do that?
You know, it may have been like, maybe it was like the thing that was happening in like the very late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
So I just thought it was like the cool thing to do.
Okay.
But maybe, I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I think I thought it was cool. But I think now, like in retrospect, it's like, I must have been rebelling. And that must have been like a, you know, because it's like, I went from like covering up and it's like, no, I'm really going to, I ain't going to show my tits. But oh, I'm going to get my name across my neck. You know?
Right there.
You're going to be able to identify me.
That would have been a bad idea. And here's why. If someone wanted to holler at you, they'd be like, hey, what's up, Zainab? And you would be like, oh, I guess I know them.
Yeah.
Everyone who sees you instantly knows your name and they know it forever. That's bad.
Yeah. You know, I think it would have been way worse beyond someone trying to holler at me. I think I would have lost out on jobs. I think I would be a turtleneck girl, dignified and turtleneck.
So many people would call you scarf girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be like, that girl
always
with the
scarf.
Because you don't know. You've never seen her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, right, they would have been questioning my gender, they would have came up with all sorts of theories.
That's true.
Because they never see my neck. Mm-hmm. But I think at this point, I would have probably gotten it covered, right?
You would have got that fixed.
Yeah, yes. But then, have you ever seen a tattoo cover that looks good? It's just like...
Dermablend, dear. Dermablend.
Mm.
Guys, let's all get neck tattoos.
I'm just saying the makeup is temporary, but Dermablend will help you. But yeah, let's all go out for neck tattoos.
Okay, great. We're in 3 different time zones, but this is going to work out.
I'm getting
out.
A dot, just a mole, just one little.
I have a dot. Where is it?
It's there. I see it. I pointed like anyone could see what I was talking about.
Oh,
Amber
yeah.
Amber gets stupid ass tattoo. She got a dot. That is her tattoo. And then
me
show
and my
her the tattoo.
Got dots. Am.
She couldn't stand the pain. She just got her name. Just the beginning of the Am. Yeah,
no,
not Amber.
No, that's not true.
You know it was true. You know you was trying to get Amber. And then
no,
you were
I was
like,
not.
Is it for like I am?
No. At Boom Chicago, you have initials that, you know, represent you. And so at the 20-year reunion, we all got our Boom Chicago initials because we're all cool dudes. I made like 14 of us get it. I got real drunk and then I was like, we're all getting tattoos. So then I called my friend's husband as a tattoo artist. I was like, open up early tomorrow. 14 of us are getting tattoos. And I went around and I forced everybody. And we did. And it's the best. And we rule. I was right.
Amber, you said you regretted it. I regretted it instantly for like 5 years.
And did everybody show up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. We love a mess. Boom Chicago, you want to make a bad decision? Your Boom Chicago family will help you out. Okay, Lacey, what are we even supposed to be doing? Do you know?
No, we're just babbling at this point.
What is this, a podcast? Okay. Zainab, we heard that you are an expert in candy. Is that true?
Yeah.
Own this, Zainab. Own it. You didn't. You seemed like you were a little...
You showed weakness.
I never make good decisions, but let's talk about it. And then afterwards, let's get that tattoo.
Okay. Yay.
All right. Snickers.
I don't think you should. You shouldn't call a black woman Snickers.
Oh, the Snickers tattoo.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't mind
like,
it.
I mean, and I felt like... No, I'm sorry.
It kind of has like a slur in the middle of it.
Feeling hungry?
Hey, hot chocolate.
Lord. Guys, we are going to take a quiz about candy, okay? Because on the Amber and Lacey and Amber show, we subject our guests to an expert quiz. Where we take a subject our guest is an expert in, and we quiz them. If we win, we're the cutest. And if they win, they're the cutest. Mm-hmm. And they usually win. But candy... I'm going to give you a run for your money.
Amber loves candy.
Really?
She's a whole candy baby. Yeah.
Oh, me too. Okay, well, then let's do it. Me too.
Yay. This might be. Our producer, Rebecca. People call her Becca, but not me.
I was like, wow, I'm Rebecca today. I mean, that is my real name. Rebecca. People don't realize that often. So, hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Welcome. Who will win the golden ticket? We're here to see who knows the most.
There's a golden ticket?
The golden ticket. You know, like Willy Wonka. Yes, Willy Wonka.
I didn't know about this.
Who knows the most about these beloved sweet treats? Yay. Let's go. Y'all ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
Yep.
Okay, your first question.
Twizzlers. What?
That's my favorite candy. Okay. Sorry, did I yell? Sorry.
We actually don't have any questions on Twizzlers.
Really? How dare you?
Maybe whoever can give me the best fact about a Twizzler will get a bonus point. So
okay, fun.
Think about it.
Okay. All right.
But your first question. What do the initials M&M stand for?
Marshall Mathers.
Damn, you took my answer.
Close.
Mickey Mouse.
It's Mars.
I know it's Mars and
it's Mars and Mars, right? Is it not?
Mars and
said Mars and Mars.
I'll give you a hint. It is Mars and
Jupiter.
Okay, Mars also, and Mason.
It's, at this point, I should point out I am an M&M. I'm literally the M&M. Purple M&M.
She's the purple M&M.
The answer to this question.
Mars and muffins.
Okay, we got one from Mars and Muffin.
Mars and Marzipan. And
it's not bad.
Mars at least you know Marzipan.
No, it's not. But I know it's not the
Mars
right answer.
Mars and machinery.
And Mars and machinery. That's okay, right. So I'm going to give half points across the board. It is Mars and Murray.
I would have never said.
And yeah, don't give me half a point because I cheated. I said what they said. I didn't.
We associate Murray's with grease.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, Mars bar is pretty greasy.
Well, it is the founder's last name. So the M's represent Horace E. Mars Sr., the founder of Newark Company and the son of the Hershey Chocolate president, William F. R. Murray, who had a 20% share in the product. So Mars and Murray candies.
Mm. I really thought she was going to ask something like, you know, name all M&M flavors. I mean,
that could be a bonus. Do you got them? How many colors?
How many colors of M&M's?
Yeah.
Orange, yellow, red, blue, green, and brown.
There you go.
And then if there are Easter colors, then it's going to be like pastel pink, like a pastel green. And I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
But if we're talking characters,
and a pastel
all that
blue.
Plus purple. Okay, guys?
And a pastel
respect
blue.
My M&M. I am the purple M&M. You'll treat me with respect.
Purple didn't make it, right? Remember that year way back when they had us vote on the M&Ms? The blue won.
Oh, yeah.
And now I don't eat blue M&Ms because I think, Amber, I voted for purple.
Yeah, that's right. Purple, baby.
Oh, y'all ready for the next question?
We are ready.
Mm-hmm. Twizzlers. If you don't okay. stop.
I wish I knew that you had this input, Amber. I would have made a Twizzler question.
I love yelling.
Which of these candies were added to soldiers' rations during World War II due to the durability of all weather conditions? Is it A, Tootsie Rolls, B, Jolly Ranchers, C, Saltwater Taffies, or D, Lollipops?
You know, Tootsie Rolls. I'm only going to say Saltwater Taffy.
Tootsie Rolls.
It sounds
it's
like
got to be Tootsie Rolls.
I want to say Tootsie Rolls, but Tootsie I don't know what Tootsie Rolls are. Tootsie Rolls Tootsie are disgusting. Roll.
To the point where they made a, there's something else called a Tootsie, and they made a mistake and sent, instead of sending like the weapon or the thing, they sent like boxes of Tootsie Rolls. And right? Oh, am
I'm gonna
wrong?
Go with Tootsie Rolls.
You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Tootsie how Rolls, it became a and thing. That oh, okay. is very wow. much a thing. During World War II, American soldiers were given Tootsie all Rolls right. in their rations she because the it. Candy's ability to withstand all weather conditions. But it was a little ironic because the inventor is Austrian.
Mm. Bum, bum, bum.
American history. Anyway, your next question. The largest lollipop in the world was made by See's Candy in 2012. Can y'all guess how much it weighed?
See's Candy is the most disgusting candy on planet Earth.
No!
Well, they're too busy making large candy instead of tasty candy.
Lacey, you like See's?
Well, because they do saltwater taffy, right? Don't they do taffy?
I don't like saltwater
taffy. Oh, okay.
See's is what I always would get mom because she liked those chocolate covered cherries. So it's just sentimental for me. I don't care about, but
they're
you
gross.
Know, I like to talk about See's.
See's is gross.
Okay.
Zainab, you might come be. Down hard. Pro or anti See's?
Anti See's.
There we go.
I don't even like the fact that it's named C-S-E-E. Like
it's
what?
Big
yeah,
here
it
in
is
Omaha.
Weird.
Big here in Omaha.
There's a whole like factory or warehouse right on La Cienega in Los Angeles. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, this is bad. And I think
haters.
The four of us could overthrow See's. Everybody who works there is like 400 years old. It's
the
bad.
You
it's
said
bad
overthrow,
candy.
Though. I'm kind of for it. What are we doing? How are we doing this? First, let's get our tattoos on our neck to state
See's
one, that we are in the game.
Yes. We got a whole agenda.
Did you see women with them nuts?
How big do y'all think the lollipop.
The lollipop is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like there was a question in there. Actually.
Okay, do you mean size like the actual circumference or do you mean
no,
like
the weight?
Like
150 pounds.
Okay, oh, we got
shit.
150.
I'm going to say 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
Ooh, I'm going to say 50 pounds.
Guys, go bigger. Go home.
Yeah, I would say Lacey won, but y'all were all so wrong.
It was like it 500,
was
wasn't it?
7,003 pounds.
That's a waste of candy. I'm so mad.
What? Where is nobody going to eat it?
Who seized it?
Yes,
we got to overthrow.
They got my friends no more because y'all wasted. Y'all could have
yeah.
eaten
yeah,
that.
No
candy.
One could eat that. Not, like, where
children.
Does it go?
No one ate that. No one touched
no.
it. Did anyone lick it? Someone licked it. There's germs on it. Now you got a whole wasted licked on.
Can't even get to the
7,000 pound lollipop.
But no. yes, it is 7,003 pounds. It was created on July 18th in 2012. In the Burlingame, California factory, that it weighed more than 11 grizzly bears, 3.5 Clydesdale horses,
they
or more than one
grizzly bears.
BMW 7 Series. If only we had a giant mouth to
what?
Eat this pop.
What did it say what was done with this? I need
no,
to know.
It's
Amber
just like
knows,
outside.
I need closure on everything.
But what was it made of? What was it? Was it like
actual lollipop?
Like candy? Just candy? Like
high fructose
corn syrup?
Yeah.
I'm not happy about this.
Look, the only good part about that is that it was measured in grizzly bears and we should all be measured in grizzly bears.
Yes,
my new
we
favorite
would feel
format.
So much
would that
lighter.
Be cool?
They're like, Lacey, you are a smidgen
a quarter
of a grizzly
of
bear.
An eighth of a grizzly bear.
I'm just,
once
okay,
you
I seem big,
reach one
but I'm just
grizzly
one
bear
quarter
status.
Of a grizzly
yeah.
bear.
You're just an eighth of a grizzly.
I don't know how much grizzly bears weigh.
A lot.
I mean, if 11... Yeah. Grizzly bears equal 7,000 pounds.
One is
they're
a lot.
Pretty big.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a big.
Yeah, they're big
pretty,
boys.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Which country consumes the most candy? Is it A, Austria,
America.
B, Switzerland, C, America. Ireland, or D, Germany?
Switzerland.
Okay, we got one for Switzerland.
That's Swiss chocolate.
Germany.
We got one for Germany.
Germany.
Say it again. What were the other two?
A, Austria, B, Switzerland, C, Ireland, or D, Germany?
Who has the worst teeth?
Wait, who has the...
I was just thinking yeah. that.
But I don't know. I'm going to say Switzerland. I guess I'm going to say Austria. I changed my answer to Austria.
Okay, Austria. Switzerland, you said, Lacey, right?
Mm-hmm. There's Swiss Miss Chocolate. There's the Swiss chocolate. There's the Swiss rolls. They got it. The Swissers got it. Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
That's true.
They're Swissers.
Zainab, what is your guess? I don't think it's Germany, so I'll say Ireland. I don't feel very strongly about that, but I don't want to take Lacey's answer.
You can take who, do what you feel. If you feel, you jump on the train.
I'm going to go with Ireland.
Okay. All
right. They talk like they sometimes have a hard candy stuck in their mouth. So I'm going to go with Ireland.
That's a really good guess, but actually Amber was originally correct. None of y'all are correct this time. It is Germany.
I should have known.
The U.S. might be the biggest retailer of candy, but we are nowhere near the biggest consumer of candy. But Germany is the top consumer. Germany tops the list, consuming an average of 29 pounds of chocolate, sugar, and gum.
Wow. Guys, those people be eating. And you want to know another fun fact about Germany? I used to live in Amsterdam. And whenever we would go to Germany, I get so excited because they had the McRib year round.
Oh, okay.
I was like, it's heaven here. It is heaven.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. What color of jelly bean is the favorite of children?
Pink.
Red.
Pink.
We got pink. We got red.
Red or pink. I'm going to say pink. I'm sorry. I'm changing my answer because I do love pink. I totally forgot about it.
Pink is the best one. Tastes
it is the best.
Purple also
tastes. It's got to be pink or red. But I'm going to go with pink because that's what's in my heart. Zainab, this is up to you. Please make the right decision.
I'm going to go with, my gut is telling me, I'm going to go with orange.
Orange?
What?
Ooh. Y'all are all wrong again. It's red.
Lacey, you were right.
You get a half a point. I'll give you half a point.
Half of a half of a point for feeling it.
1/1,000,000th of a grizzly of a point.
Yeah. Yeah. And I liked how Zainab looked us like after we talked about her orange, how she still was like, I said what I said.
I said what I said.
I liked that she stood on it. We didn't mess up nothing.
Orange.
She just stood on
to
the orange.
To be fair, I know nothing about what kids like. But
F them kids.
There's so many different types of reds and pinks and jelly beans. Like I feel like they can't but like I feel like there's only one orange.
Yeah, you know what orange is when
you know what orange is gonna taste.
Yeah. Orange. Red could be raspberry, could be strawberry.
Orange flavored candy.
Watermelon cherry.
What? Do you like orange flavored candy?
Hate it. It's the worst.
But I like those little orange slices that Dad always had that was like covered
in sugar.
See, I
don't like those. And I do like orange suckers. But you know, that's just me.
Well, we got a 700.
Guys, we're solving world peace here. This is good. And I like this. Like where we're going.
All right. Next question. What was the day job of the inventor of cotton candy? Was it A, a doctor?
He was a dentist.
He had to be a dentist. He had them teeth.
It's a fun fact. You're correct. It's a dentist.
You know. I'm sorry. We didn't get nobody. Sorry, but yeah.
But do you know when it was invented? Bonus point.
When?
Give the era. Like what era was cotton candy 40s. Invented? I'm not going to have you guess the
30s.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay, we got the
40s. Oh no, I'm going to say 1867.
1867.
Wow. I feel like the 40s. Like I'm feeling like it's, I'm seeing boardwalk.
1800s.
I can't tell which, y'all are about the same distance apart from the right time, which is the 1890s.
Hmm.
Like the World's Fair.
I remember seeing it on
was the
World's Fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What is that? The Gilded Era? I'm not sure. It's been a minute since I've taken American history.
It's the cotton candy era.
It was close.
It was the cotton candy era.
That's what they say. Yeah. That's what they say.
All right.
Okay.
Next question. True or false? Gum is indigestible, so swallowing it will clog you.
Nah, false. I ate so much gum.
True.
I mean, I ate gum false. Today.
It's indigestible.
I ate gum for
it's
breakfast.
Also, you can't throw it on the ground because it's not, right?
Biodegradable.
It's not, yeah, biodegradable.
Okay, we got one for true.
True.
Lacey, are you on false?
What are you saying? That you can't eat it or you'll die? What are you saying?
Not that you would die, but that like it's stuck in there.
Nah.
No.
You can 100%
oh, no, I don't think that. I think it'll... Like the gum stays in you forever? That's what it's saying?
Yes.
No, that's false.
Absolutely.
No,
that'd be
false.
Made of gum. Watch this.
That's false.
Gummy.
Okay.
Like one piece. No.
Correct. It is false. The old wives' tale that you will be living with gum forever is incorrect, but it does not digest very well.
Yeah, it does.
So don't eat gum often, but
I
you will
ate
not
gum for
die.
Breakfast. You can't tell me what to do. I love
well,
it.
Or you can eat gum, but don't swallow
bubble?
It, right?
Yeah, but like if you swallow it, you're not going to die.
Yeah.
Like you're going to be okay.
You're not going to die.
All right. Next question.
You'll just have bubblegum poop.
That's true. You're going to have like very...
It smells great.
Or you
could
blow a bubble if you do it,
I think that would be so fun if a bubblicious bubble came out your booty.
I think you have to chew it enough to get rid of the sugar for that to maybe happen in your digestive tract, because that's what makes gum blowable is the lack of sugar after you've chewed it all. I learned that researching for this question, but at what temperature does chocolate melt? Is it A, 130 degrees Fahrenheit, B, 62.5 degrees Fahrenheit, C, 93 degrees Fahrenheit, or D, 350 degrees Fahrenheit?
93.
Yeah, 93 degrees. 93.
That should be melting in my pocket.
93. That's correct. 93 degrees. It is.
Who would say 65? I mean, that's a pretty cold day.
These are all different candies' melting points.
What melts at 65?
130 degrees. Actually, I do think it was ice cream.
It's ice cream.
130 degrees was a gobstopper. Then 350 was like hard candy.
So the 7,000 pound lollipop.
Yes. Yeah. It won't melt unless we put it in the oven, basically. Chocolate melts in your hand because the melting point of chocolate is lower than the temperature of your body. So, yeah.
This is making me want some chocolate.
I do want chocolate, too. Yeah. And then, true or false, Roald Dahl, author of Willy Wonka, hated the movie so much he refused to allow the film to be made as long as he lived.
He hated it, but I thought he saw it and hated it.
Yes, so he hated it. He saw it, he hated it. The question is, he did not let anyone remake it as long as he lived.
Oh, remake it. Yeah, he hated it.
True.
That's a true. It's true.
True.
So like that one was, true.
Yeah, it was true. We knew.
It's true. Yes, he disliked it so much that he refused to allow the movie to be remade so long as he lived, nor to sell the film rights to the sequel. So when Dahl died in 1990, 15 years later, his estate greenlit the Tim Burton's movie. And now we have a new Wonka movie coming out. Questionably.
Now, you know why he hated it?
Why?
He hated it because it wasn't, the book is really dark.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if the kids. No, their punishments
that movie
are crazy.
And was kind of dark.
He said, "No, it's worse than that.
Not dark enough."
And he said that it was too cheesy. He didn't like the songs. He didn't like none of it.
He didn't like it for the right reasons, which was the abuse of the Oompa Loompas. But
he didn't care about that. He didn't care about that.
But you know, that was very kind of him to be like, "Not while I'm living." Like, you know, some people are like. Not even after I'm dead, you know, like ever. This is my dying wish.
He was just like over my dead body.
Bet. And they said, bet. Tim Burton said, slay. We'll make. But Noah, who won? Looks like we have a tie based on the Grizzly Bears.
And I feel like this should be a question about Twizzler.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, can I make up a Twizzler question? Let's see. Twizzler trivia. Let's see. Pull and peel facts about Twizzlers. That is what the article I just selected. What company invented Twizzlers?
I did.
Well, it's going to be an easy win.
No. Wait.
I don't think she did.
Reese's.
It's one of the oldest candy companies.
Mars. Reese's.
No.
Reese's.
Johnson & Johnson. Because Twizzlers were not invented for candy. Y'all don't, I ain't gonna tell you what that
is. It is like a letter like vibe. Like
M&M.
No. y'all give up?
Yeah.
It's Young and Smile.
I've never even
Y&S
Nobody
candies.
Knows that. Are you
I never
okay,
heard
well,
of them.
How about when was it invented? Like what year?
1902.
That's
Wait,
correct.
Twizzlers? Twizzlers.
It is correct. 1902.
Shut up!
So everyone...
Yay!
Yay!
You did a good job.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
For what? That was hilarious.
I'm the cutest. And I will never let this die. You guys,
and you get the golden ticket.
I got the golden ticket. Fun fact, I hate Willy Wonka.
What? Why?
Because I'll tell you why. Because I'm a true lover of candy.
Oh, no. She's mad. She's mad.
And I hate fake candy. I hate fake food. I hate fake candy. I hate looking at it. I hate it. Hate it.
What was fake? Oh,
everything.
The scenes.
It wasn't like a whole candy wonderland. There's all wood and shit. I hate that shit. made me mad, especially as a kid. Because you're a kid and they go, you're going to, if I was using my imagination, I'd have read the dang book. I'm watching a movie. I can't. Show me can.
Right here, this fool.
Made me so mad. Tell my 8-year-old behind, you're about to see something great. But I didn't. Guys, when we come back, we're going to do something different than what we just did. Stick around.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. Did you miss us?
You did.
We didn't, because we were with us this entire time. We have a segment coming up. It's called Can You Stand It? It's a time where we share what we've fallen in love with lately and what we want everybody to know about. It's a person. It's a place. It's a thing. It's a vibe. What are you just loving right now? Lacey, Mildred, Lamar, what are you just
okay,
loving?
I always, before I say what I love, I tell Amber to shut it because I know you're going to say something.
It's stupid.
But I feel like Amber would do this.
Yay, it's smart.
The Black Rodeo.
Oh, stupid.
You're not going to go to the Black Rodeo with me?
No.
See some cute cowboys. Oh, please. I love the Black Rodeo. I absolutely love it. And they do everything. Do everything. You learn about some history. You learn about real
what
black
do you mean,
cowboys.
Do everything.
They ride bulls. They do barrel racing. They do all of that.
So it's a rodeo. It's just with it's a cast of black people.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
is the like audience also entirely black?
No, the audience, because it's come here to Nebraska several times. And, you know, we ain't got enough black people to fill up a rodeo like that. I mean, we do, but it's always a mixed crowd. And I love it that it's not, you know, they're not booing us. Though, I did go one year.
What happened?
This is all coming back to me now. Okay, y'all, I did go one year. And this is all that happened. And everyone completely ignored it. A truck full of white boys did drive by with an American flag and yelled something like, "This is America!" And they just drove by really fast and honked their horns. But that was it. That was the only thing that happened at the Black Rodeo. So guys, go to the Black Rodeo. You might see something funny like that. But no, it was safe. I felt safe the whole time. And it was entertaining.
I feel like they do that at every rodeo. And then they rode past the Black Rodeo and was like, oh, something different?
Yes, yes, yes.
But no, I had the best time. And even that very first one, my dad went.
Dad
came by. Yeah, so it was very interesting. Anyway, but it's coming back.
I like that there is a black rodeo. I think that's fun.
Do I dress up? No, I don't. I don't put on anything special. I don't have a cowboy hat. And maybe I need to start.
You know, that just reminded me. I mean, Beyonce's Renaissance felt like a black rodeo.
Oh,
there were so many silver cowboy boots and cowboy hats.
Yay.
Yeah.
And so what did you feel? What was your overall feeling of the
concert? I was in awe. I was in awe and appreciation.
My gosh.
I was so happy I got to experience it live. I was in a very strange way because I don't know Beyonce at all, but I feel like I've grown up with Beyonce. I was so proud of her. Like I was extremely proud.
I love it.
Did you cry?
I did not cry. I don't think I've ever cried at a concert, although I used to have dreams that I was at a Michael Jackson concert and I would cry and faint. But I think I just saw that in like one of the videos and was like, yeah, I think that would do that. But no, I didn't cry at Beyonce's concert, but I did burn a lot of calories because I danced like to every single song. And in the transitions, I sat down and took a little break and then I got right back up and danced like I like no one was watching.
Oh. Did they pass that quiet test when she told everyone to be quiet?
Yeah, I went in the Bay Area and we passed it for when she said, now everybody on mute. Everybody go mute. We did it for about 9 seconds. No, that's a long time. We did it for maybe like 6 seconds.
Oh.
And then you start hearing people go, wow. And I started looking like, hold. She did. You know what I'm saying? Let the conductor conduct.
Yes.
Yeah, the amount of hate I feel for people who scream during the mute challenge is irrational.
I've seen the videos and Beyonce could tell me to mute it and shut up and go all the way home. And I thought, I'm not talking. Beyonce can be shut up for 2 days.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. How dare you talk on the mute challenge?
Yeah.
I would fear really for my life. I mean, I really would fear that someone would get me.
Like in places like Houston.
At least throw a drink on me.
or Atlanta, they gonna come get you. But I was in the Bay Area. They was just happy to be there.
That's true.
So is it safe to say that's your can you stand it? Because that's great.
It can be, but can I?
Doesn't you have anything that you're just in love with? Anything that you discovered?
I know I just said a moment ago, I don't know anything about kids, but I'm kind of in love with babies right now.
Yay. Welcome to the club. Oh, we are
love baby
crazy. Love them.
It's like, would you, would you, would you?
Yeah.
I support you 100%.
1000%. Let's steal a kid, guys.
Yeah.
Let's steal a kid.
I realized I said and I didn't quite hear what you
too
said.
Too late.
No.
You said yes.
It. Too late.
You're legally binding. You we sold a kid together.
No.
I love babies.
They smell so good. They're so... Actually, babies kind of like... I'm so fascinated by them because I'm like, I wonder if they know that they have to put complete trust in the world right now. Like, I wonder if they know at every second of the day their life is in danger.
You're just keeping them alive.
Yeah, like I could just trip going down these stairs and oops. Like, I wonder if they know that. They must not. They sleep too peacefully to know that.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know
about taxes. They don't know about
they don't know about taxes. They don't know about the lollipop. They don't know about Willy Wonka. They don't know. They don't know.
They don't know about And that's part of the fun is they don't know nothing.
I know. They're so sweet.
Yeah. I love a baby. And that's why I'm going to steal one with my friends, Lacey and Zayna.
Do you have a preference? Like what type of baby are you trying to steal?
Under two.
Okay.
But a fresh baby, the fresher the baby, the better. I could hold the little squiggly thing.
We don't know
thing.
No bad baby. We don't know all bad baby. We all seen a bad baby. I don't know why I whispered that so low. I don't want no bad baby.
Cute little
me
sweet
either,
baby.
But I'll take one.
Amber does. Amber has seen kids act bad and she'll still be like, you're no longer cute to me if I see you acting up, hitting your dad.
Yeah, no. You're
all of a sudden, you're cutest. So I need to tell this. We're talking about bad babies. I was just at an outdoor patio thing and we were sitting there having a drink and there was like a 4-year-old. No, he knew better. Him and his parents were sitting there. His parents had drinks and they were on the table and he's kind of just like running around the table. He jumps up on the table and he stands in front of his dad and he kicks his drink and it falls on the floor and smashes glass and everything.
And what did his dad do?
App.
absolutely nothing.
Oh, no,
he kicked the glass under the table. We are all watching. They're right by us. And he continued to talk to his wife. They didn't even say, why did you do that, Timmy? You know, have a seat. I said, Timmy does that all the time.
Timmy's the man of the house.
Timmy could have a lot of issues, but you can still, no matter what's going on with Timmy, you can be like, why did you do that? You know what? Maybe you need to sit down and take three deep breaths. Something. Not, this is perfectly fine. Let me keep talking to your mom because I'm trying to get another drink. Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
No, thank you.
Lacey's Baby Academy. Send it my way. They'll never kick that cup again. I'm working on
you
it.
Get a different baby bag. Change your baby for good.
Boy, your baby like, aye, Captain. And it goes back.
Guys, this Can You Stand It? I was thinking about this since last week. Last week, I found something very special.
Amber, no. No. Zaynep, it's been great to see you. You need to go.
Really?
You guys are just
she's terrible.
I'm ashamed.
Okay, so it's a chain restaurant. It's all over America.
No, please don't tell me she's going to say Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, she is.
No.
Did you look at this and know that this fool loves Cheesecake Factory that much?
I feel like I've heard her. It's common knowledge.
It has now traveled all across the world, Amber, and people know that you on some bullshit.
You've probably never heard of it before. It's great.
When you're in New York, Zaynep, the next time you're in, can you look up Amber and just take her to a different restaurant? Can any one of Amber's friends right now, you know, let's do an intervention right now. Anyone that is close to Amber, take her out tonight. Find her, call her, and tell her there are other restaurants in the world.
Oh, Amber, do you remember when there was no Cheesecake Factory in New York?
No.
No. Okay.
Look at her sad eyes about ready to tear up. That was a thing.
Oh, yeah. There was no Cheesecake Factory. In New York.
For how long, Zaynep?
Like early 2000, like probably up until like 2007, 2008, maybe to like 2009, no Cheesecake Factory in New York.
Look at the pain on her face.
That's so horrible. What do you do if you're ever somewhere and there's no Cheesecake Factory? What is your life?
I cry.
You cry?
I cry. Yeah.
And then after you finish crying and you need to like nourish yourself, what do?
I go eat somewhere.
And complains about it the whole time.
I complain every fucking bite.
Yes, at Red Lobster, like, you know what you're not?
The Cheesecake.
CCM. But why do you love it so much? Do you order the same thing?
Thank you for asking. I order whatever I want. Every time I go, it has a huge menu. I order a different thing all the time.
She's
lots
totally
of times
lying.
I order them.
She's That's totally not true. Lying. You Even have like three basic things that you get most
Absolutely
of
no.
the time.
Absolutely not. Guys, it could be anything from pot stickers to the steak to the shepherd's pie. To buffalo blast to mac and cheese balls. I fucking love it all. Everything at the Cheesecake Factory tastes perfect. And I love them and they love me and we're getting married.
Mm. Oh my God. Do you get cheesecake every time you eat there?
I almost never get the cheesecake.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Wow.
I try not to eat the cheesecake because that's too bad.
I'll try to get a variety of the cheesecakes and then I don't eat them. They look so beautiful though. You think
they
you're going to eat them all.
Beautiful.
They do, but they I hate cheese. There's no way I'll eat a cheesecake.
What?
I hate cheese.
You do? No.
I was seeing this Italian guy for like a summer and he's like, let me cook for you. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, what do you want? I'm like, you could just make anything as long as it doesn't have cheese. And he had a conniption. Like he had a...
I would have woke up with you. I'm not lying. I would have left. Like, I would have left you right there. Even if it was my house.
He went into his own soliloquy. He's like, what is cheese? What is life with no cheese? What is life?
No.
With no cheese.
But you... Pete, look... Don't you hate it when you say you don't like something and someone tries to go back and be like, but what about a cheeseburger? I get it. You're like, it's not going to change my mind.
My friend,
how do you eat a pizza though? Seriously.
My friend recently reminded me. She was like, remember when we used to go to the pizza shop? And I was like, nah. She's like, I used to love going with you because you never ate the cheese. So I will always be able to have extra cheese on my pizza. So my friend would virtually just take the cheese off of my pizza, put it on her pizza, and I would just eat the bread and the sauce.
That's the saddest thing I've ever
What done. Happened to you? Let's unravel this. What happened?
Like, are you lactose
intolerant?
When
you were little, did you just not ever eat cheese?
I never ate cheese. I am lactose intolerant, but I found that out later in life. And it's only because I'm a big fan of ice cream. You know, like really good ice cream I like. But I found out I was lactose intolerant. But yeah, I never liked cheese. Or milk. So when I would eat cereal as a kid, I would put like a little dab of milk and then do the rest water. I could not do it.
What?
I hate it. Yeah. And my mom started buying soy milk. And even
and
that,
then,
I'm
could
like,
you have
this
that?
Is,
you didn't huh? like the sort
Did of your rest of your family eat cheese?
Yeah, they love cheese. Everybody loves cheese. I don't actually know anyone. I don't think I've ever met anybody in my life that's like, even the people who are vegan, they go to town on that vegan cheese. And when I say I don't like cheese, vegans always say, oh no, it's vegan cheese. And I'm like, I
and
don't
like,
care.
It's the same. You
yeah,
don't care.
It's the same. You're trying to
what
achieve
is
the
it?
Same thing.
Because I can describe what I why I don't like some. What is it? You just, is it the texture, flavor, both? What is it?
It's both. It's mostly the texture. It's mostly the texture. It's like, I feel like, especially what? Melted cheese, it's like, so you just want cow phlegm down my throat. You just want, you just want me to choke on. It's just so, it's so, so disgusting.
No.
And then it's like the smell. It's like the smell and the taste and the texture.
Someone
it's too
could
much. It's too
someone
much.
Could tell me now. Cheese is really just rotten cow phlegm. And I would be like, delicious. Let me ask. Give me a pot of it. Thank you. I don't. When something tastes that good, I don't care.
No, I feel the same.
It's definitely like a texture thing. Like,
oh,
it's like,
man.
What is this sliding around in my mouth as I eat this
what?
Burger? What is, what?
Oh, no.
Why did you have to make the pasta creamy? It was fine just being as acidic as it
I'm
wanted to be.
Work. I'm going to work on a vaccination for you because I think we can cure you. You have, I didn't want to say what you had as a disease, but it's a disease. And I'm going to work on curing you because I need to eat pizza with you sometime. I now see we've adopted you as
you
our sister. So I feel like you're in our family now.
Yeah, I'll just get non-cheese. That's just what I do. I still eat pizza because I love bread and I love tomato sauce.
Listen.
And I get all the toppings.
That's
I get
pizza.
Mushrooms and peppers and onions, you know, but... You know, some artichoke, but just no cheese.
That's sad.
Okay. I mean,
everybody has something like this. Everybody has something that they hate.
Listen, you're going to talk about me. I don't eat fruit for the same. I cannot stand fruit. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to look at it. No. Nope.
Wait, all fruit?
All fruit is.
Because fruit is so different.
Nope. She hates the thought of fruit.
The thought of fruit.
The notion of.
If I see someone eating oh God, that combination and it's like a cantaloupe. If a cantaloupe is near me, I'm done. But if it's like cantaloupe and some grapes and some watermelon and some strawberries and they've mixed it up and they're
But here's where we agree. I think cantaloupe is the worst thing in the world.
It's the worst thing in the world.
It's the worst thing in the world. And it makes every other piece of fruit that comes close to it taste like cantaloupe.
Stink.
It stinks. It's disgusting. You want to piss me off. You want to never see me again.
You want to
say bye to me forever. Put some cantaloupe and then top it with some cottage cheese. You'll never see me again. You'll never. You don't got to worry about
Zainab.
Me. I have disappeared
Zainab.
From your life.
Zainab, we just talked about this on one of the podcasts where I was little, saw someone eating cottage cheese and they put tomatoes on it. Doesn't matter. Cottage cheese with any fruit. But so, yeah, I get it. That would have killed me, too. I would not have been able to make it if I would have seen someone put cantaloupe on cottage cheese.
When I was young, like, I don't know, maybe like around 5 or 6 or 7. I don't know. Really young. Me and my grandmother had a standoff because she made lasagna. And she set
the cottage
a square
cheese.
Of lasagna. It was, but it wasn't cottage. It was, what is it? What's the other cheese?
Ricotta.
Ricotta. It was ricotta. Yeah. And it, so it's just like, it's like this throw up of cheese, right? This regurgitation. Yeah.
But you know, people do put cottage cheese on lasagna.
Do they?
Too. Yes, they do.
And then like a medley of like melted cheese. And
she
sat me at the table. She sat me at the table and I picked around it. I ate the noodles that I could. I ate the meat that I could. And then I left everything else there. And she said, how dare you waste food? You know, older people. You know how many kids are starving in the world?
How
dare
you? Mm-hmm.
She said, you will not get up from this table until you finish every single bite on that plate.
What did
that
you
is
do?
The longest I have ever sat at a table.
You didn't do it, did you? You didn't, didn't eat it?
No.
Did you take the spanking? Because I took the spanking one time.
Yeah, I definitely took the grab.
The
like she
spank
grabbed,
me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she grabbed me, tossed me away
that
from the
Brussels
table.
Brussels sprouts. Amber, you remember the time we ate Brussels? Like we weren't a big Brussels sprout family. But yeah, mom threatened me. You know, you ate these Brussels sprouts or you're going to get a spank.
Listen, it's crazy how I like Brussels sprouts now, though. Like I'm like, oh, you're going to flash
they've made them. Remember,
sprout?
Nobody was making it like that. Our parents were. They was boiling that and throwing it on throwing. They weren't cutting them in half and drizzling oil and salt. They weren't doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, nobody was doing that. They were just feeding it to us.
And balsamic, they weren't balsamic vinegaring them up, right?
No, they were not.
No, they were not.
That sounds delicious.
It didn't even occur to them to do.
Yeah.
No.
I'm so hungry. I would get in trouble. I would never eat anything. I'm the world's worst eater of all time.
She is.
And I would just sit at the kitchen table, you know, all night long. But I'm the youngest of five. So they just couldn't. They're tired.
They gave up. They didn't care.
They gave up real fast. And that's why I don't eat anything.
Mm-hmm. I put food in my pocket in a napkin. I learned how to do that so I get in and out of there.
Yeah, I've done that before. You know, Amber, I was the youngest of five at one point in my life, too, for a very short moment. But
you can remember.
It happened.
Oh, look Yay. At the baby. Oh, you were a baby once.
Yeah, being
a baby. Wow, but I love food. Baby. I'm eating all the time. Like, all the time I'm eating. As long as I like it, I'm eating.
I'm not a good eater. And that's why I like Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, that makes sense now. Now it's coming together.
I know exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be the same every time I eat it. And that is my heart's desire.
And you know what? I really do get that because when I travel and I can't find food that I like, I look for the Cheesecake Factory. For that reason, I'm like, I know what the cheesecake has to offer.
Because you can go to another restaurant and order what you want and it can be great. But the next time you go back, it will be different and I will hate it. Just how it goes.
I can't stand this woman.
It's bad.
I'm convinced. I'm not going to do what you do. I'm going to live on the edge. But you've made a good point.
Yay. You guys, I win. Zainab, thanks for coming to this room in your house.
Thanks for having me.
Is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I definitely want people to watch my special. It's out. So just watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Hijabs Off. And it's so funny. Yes. And I love it. And I'm so proud of it. So please, please check it out.
You know what Yay. I heard about it? I heard that Hijabs Off has a unique staging to it as it is filmed in the round instead of a typical theater setting. Zainab comes out strong, leaving no stone unturned while poking fun of her dating life, her Black Muslim identity, and how her upbringing shaped her life in good and bad ways, and her 12 siblings. Even when touching on sensitive topics and dark moments, she brings the perfect mix of grace and wit, eliciting laughter from everyone around her and herself. That's just what I heard.
Yay!
That's what I heard.
That sounds great.
Street.
I remember you said that to me earlier, Amber, yes, and I said, you need to say that in the podcast. That's perfect.
So I just remembered.
Love it. And I do laugh at myself often.
As you should. It's great.
You guys, that's that. Zainab, we had so much fun. Oh, follow at Zainab Johnson, Z-A-I-N-A-B Johnson, to keep up with everything she's got going on, because it's a lot.
Yay.
And go watch her brand new special, y'all. And follow us at Amber Ruffin and at Lacey Lamar 1. Who's at Lacey Lamar without the one? Who
Nobody
fucking knows?
Knows?
Follow our podcast feed for bonus episodes on Fridays. To get all of our episodes ad-free, become a Diamond subscriber. And if you like what you heard, say something nice and rate and review us, or else we're going to come get you. Okay? Thank you. We love you. Kaboo-boo. Bye.
Thank
we
you.
We win.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.